It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Shane Math from Oregon Life Homes, a busy time in the world of real estate. Shane, what do you want to share with us this morning?
Good morning. And I think I'd like to talk about the big question that we're getting more and more from just clients in the community is, should I buy right now?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
A lot of people with everything kind of shifting a bit, I'm sure, are maybe their plans. Maybe they had one plan, now they're making a new plan, and they probably need some help from a professional like you folks.
I think so. And so let me just give a brief one-minute overview of the market, and for those that haven't been following, why people are asking this question. So interest rates have gone up by about 2.5% to 2.6% since January. So that's one reason why buyers are like, okay, my payment's quite a bit higher now. Inflation, of course, is the reason for that. The Federal Reserve started raising rates in February, and that's now at 8.6%. Inventory has doubled, more than doubled, since March. So we were at 140 homes for sale in Douglas County and in March, and now we are at 353. So it's gaining quite a bit. To get to pre-COVID levels, we have to get all the way to 460 homes. That's what we had the month before the shutdown in 2020. And that market was still pretty low historically, but compared to what we've seen since COVID, and we'll probably get there in about 2 months at the current rate. So those are the negatives. The positive, the inventory a bit is positive for buyers, not so much for sellers, but having more inventory definitely gives buyers more of a choice, and they can actually have several options. They can negotiate with sellers, which they haven't been able to do since COVID, just due to the low inventory and high buyer demand. But here's some good news for buyers. Here's one, and it's pretty surprising. It's surprising to me when I pulled the stats. There are actually 46 homes for sale in Douglas County that are under $200,000 right now. There are under $300,000. We have 86 homes for sale right now in Douglas County under $300,000. And then in the $300,000 to $400,000 mark, there are 74 homes. So that's quite a few homes in the affordable range. Of course, they got a little bit less affordable with the interest rate hike. But I don't want to skew this a little at all. So I want to tell you also, those aren't all financeable homes. So of those 46 homes under $200,000, there's 17 homes, which is still quite a bit in considering what we've been having, 17 homes under $200,000 that are financeable, that you can get a loan on, a 30-year mortgage. There are 64 homes under $300,000 that will finance, that you can get a mortgage on, and 68 between $300,000 and $400,000. So that's the good news. Those numbers are way, way up since we've been tracking them. It was at one point there was hardly, under 10 under 300,000 that you could actually finance. So this is a good sign for buyers that the market's starting to level off a little bit and move towards buyers' favor rather than sellers, where we've been heading the last few years. And so I think that's pretty good news. So what's on the horizon is, and then I'm going to give you a little acronym for the buyers to think about before, three things to think about before you buy a house. But I also wanted to mention this little picture's been going around Facebook. I saw it on Facebook, and CNN had tagged Roseburg as one of the cities that are going to have the most appreciation in the next 12 months, and they had it at 22%. So CNN believes, or whatever expert they had on there, it wasn't CNN, they were just reporting it, whatever expert said that we are going to have a price increase of 22% in the next 12 months in Roseburg. I don't know if that is true or not. I don't see it happening. unless interest rates were to go back down, because we're actually kind of leveling out on our prices right now. Another good, that's more good news for buyers. So I've got this acronym, and it's SAT, S-A-T. So these are the three things to think about before you're going to buy a house. The first one is stability. And that is mostly in your job stability. You want to make sure before you sign on the dotted line on a 30-year mortgage that you have a stable job that you're going to stay in for the long term. If you're planning on switching jobs or switching careers and going, you know, something a little bit more volatile, it may not be a great time to buy a house. The second in the acronym is A. So we got stability for S. A is affordability. Can you afford to buy a house? That's probably the number one in all of this. Is you got to sit down and make a budget and make sure that this payment that you're about ready to sign on for 30 years, although most people only stay for less than 10, but it could be 30 years, but make sure that the payment that you are going to now have is something you can afford. So if your rent currently is $1,200 a month and your mortgage payment is going to be $1,600 a month, can you budget that into your monthly budget, that extra $400? That's probably the most important one. And the last one is T, term. So it's that stability, affordability, and term. The term is how long are you going to stay at your house? If you're planning on a job transfer, or you're planning on possibly moving to a different city to get closer to family, or whatever it is, if you're planning on moving in the short term, probably not a good idea to buy a 30-year mortgage when rates are where they're at. But if you can check those three boxes, you have a good, stable job, you can afford the payment that you are pre-qualified for, or if you're pre-qualified at $2,000, maybe you're more comfortable at $1,500, whatever you're comfortable at. But if you can qualify for something you're comfortable with, and finally, you're planning on staying there 7-plus years, then yes, it's a good time to buy. And to be honest, that's probably the three things that you always, even in a different type of market with low interest rates, if you don't check all those three boxes, it may not be a great time to buy. But stability, affordability, and term, if you can hit those three boxes, call your realtor and let's find you a house.
Well, it's good information to have for a lot of people. You know, if you don't spend a lot of your time looking at real estate until you're interested in buying or selling, which brings back the point of working with professionals that, you know, do this 40, 50, 60 hours a week, like Oregon Life Homes.
Absolutely. We have 61 agents now. We are now training five times a week, which is kind of crazy. But we have five trainings a week now. But we feel like we need, with this market changing so much, that we need that information so we can help our clients better.
Wow. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, talk about how to contact Oregon Life Homes.
Absolutely. You can always just Google Oregon Life Homes. We'll be the first thing that pops up. Or you could just give us a phone call at 541-391-4945.
All right. Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes. Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
On the Morning Report, 859, KQEN weather cloudy in the Umpqua Valley. That's how we started.